Nina Simone was a unique voice in American popular music, with a background in classical piano and a penchant for addressing social ills head-on.
Musician and writer David was on a new retrospective of the work of Nina Simone, who died 2 years ago.
And I'm feeling good.
It's impossible to imagine the emergence of current artists like Macy Gray or Lauryn Hill without Nina Simone. She was hip-hop 20 years before the Beats arrived. In the 1960s, no black woman was any more gangsta than Nina Simone. The soul of Nina Simone on RCA Legacy is notable for its video segments, especially a pair of songs she performed on The Ed Sullivan Show in 1960. With a uniformly white audience in attendance, Miss Simone sang unsmiling and diffident versions of Love Me or Leave Me and I Loves You Porgy, which she scored a rare top 40 hit with in 1959.
Yes, I love you, Porgy.
Her recording career was spotty, but certainly prolific. In the 60s, she recorded everything from Israeli folk songs to spirituals to covers of Ellington and Jacques Brel. Eventually, she would move to France and Barbados, Liberia, and Switzerland. She divorced her husband and manager, Andy Stroud, in the 1970s and started to suffer financial problems that would follow her until her death in 2003.
Just a beat of my poor heart.
I found out about her money woes directly in 1982 when I was jazz critic at the L.A. Herald Examiner and got a phone call from a Beverly Hills bank at the behest of Miss Simone, who was trying to cash a check of dubious provenance and was using me as a character witness. I had written a review of her performance at the Roxy the night before, where she'd spent 20 minutes ranting about getting ripped off over the years as the audience fidgeted uncomfortably, hoping she would sing again. I called her imperious and regal in the paper, trying to euphemize what could have been more aptly described as emotionally overwrought or out-and-out unbalanced. In the next few days, we held several long midnight conversations in which she tried to convince me to ask my readers to each send her a dollar so she could buy a new piano. Alas, I told her my editors would probably not go for such a scheme. Thankfully, in the late 1980s, a British TV spot featured her version of My Baby Just Cares for Me, and she scored a top five chart hit after 35 years of constant touring and recording.
My baby just cares for me.
Nina Simone may have been embittered by racism and social injustice, but that gave shape to her persona as a kind of female black Bob Dylan, albeit with a bit more swing than twang and an unmistakable passion and intensity that remain unrivaled to this day.
High-toned places, Liz Taylor is not his style, and even Lana Turner's smile, something he can't see. My baby don't care. Baby just cares for me.
The recording is The Soul of Nina Simone, our reviewer, David Was.